Welcome to Griffith Stadium in Washington, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Washington Senators. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The left fielder, Tito Francona. Batting third. The center fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Willie Kirkland. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Woody Held. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Vic Power. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Bubba Phillips. Batting eighth. The catcher, John Romano. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Gary Bell. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Gary Bell. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Coot Beal. Batting second. The third baseman, Billy Klaus. Batting third. The left fielder, Marty Keogh. Batting fourth. The first baseman, R.C. Stevens. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Gene Woodling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Willie Tasby. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Danny O'Connell. Batting eighth. The catcher, Pete Daly. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Joe McLain. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Joe McLain. And now, play ball. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona hits a line drive towards the mound. McLain reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Woodling settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Coot Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Beal hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Held fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. One out. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a fly ball into left field. Keogh settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held strikes out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two. With the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling strikes out. One out. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby takes first base on ball four. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell strikes out. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Tasby. The throw from Romano and he is out, Temple applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips hits a ball on the ground towards short. Veal scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly takes first base on ball 4. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Pearsall. McLean reaches second base with a double. Daly goes all the way around to score. It's 1-0, Senators. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Veal bunts towards the mound. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. McLean moves to third. One out. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-1 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards short. Held scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Marty Keogh is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keogh is 0-for-1 in the game. Keogh hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. McLean scores. It's 2-0, Senators. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-1 in the game. Stevens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Keogh moves to third. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Stevens. The throw from Romano and he is safe. Stevens steals second. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-1 in the game. Woodling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-1 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-for-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Tasby hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-1 in the game. O'Connell is called out on strikes. Two outs. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Daly is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in back of the plate. Daly settles under it, and drops the ball. That's an error on Daly. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 0-for-1 in the game. Kirkland hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0-for-1 in the game. Held strikes out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 0-for-1 in the game. Power bunts towards the mound. McLean fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kirkland moves to second. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0-for-1 in the game. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0-for-1 in the game. Romano hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and races to the third base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McLean strikes out. One out. Coot Veal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Veal hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0-for-2 in the game. Klaus hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Gary Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0-for-2 in the game. Francona hits a line drive into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 2, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keough strikes out. One out. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Phillips fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Woodling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Woodling is 0-for-2 in the game. Woodling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Jim King pinch runs for Gene Woodling. Willie Tasby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tasby is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Tasby takes first base on ball 4. King moves to second. Danny O'Connell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Connell is 0-for-2 in the game. O'Connell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. King scores. Tasby moves to third. It's 3-0, Senators. Pete Daly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Daly is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Daly strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim King now playing right field. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0 for 2 in the game. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Tasby, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Daly settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 2 in the game. Held hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. O'Connell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Power hits a ball on the ground towards third. Klaus fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bob Allen now pitching. Joe McLean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McLean is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McLean hits a line drive into left field. Francona settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Coutville is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Veal is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Veal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Billy Klaus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klaus is 0 for 3 in the game. Klaus hits a fly ball into right field. Kirkland settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 0 for 2 in the game. Phillips hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Romano is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Romano is 0 for 2 in the game. Romano hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Keough. Romano reaches second base with a double. Phillips moves to third. Bob Hale pinch hits for Bob Allen. Bob Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Phillips tags and scores. Romano tags and moves to third. One out. It's 3-1, Senators. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0 for 3 in the game. Temple hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Romano scores. It's 3-2, Senators. Tito Francona is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Francona is 0 for 3 in the game. Francona hits a fly ball into center field. Tasby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Pearsall hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Temple moves to third. Willie Kirkland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kirkland is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kirkland hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. McLean fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Senators will come to bat. Frank Funk now pitching. Marty Keough is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keough is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Keough is called out on strikes. One out. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Stevens strikes out. Two outs. Jim King is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. King strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Woody Held is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Held is 0 for 3 in the game. Held hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Vic Power is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Power is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Power hits a pop-up towards short. Veal settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bubba Phillips is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Phillips is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Phillips hits a fly ball into left field. Keough settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 3, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Griffith Stadium in Washington.